is Dr. Joe Webb with the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our quarterly report on U.S. commercial printing profits. Let's go straight to slide 3. For the second quarter, profits before interest and taxes were $1.1 billion. That was 5% of sales. One of the things that tells me is that it will probably be revised down, but let's hope not. I mean, that's a very, very strong quarter. Over the last 4 quarters, the industry has averaged just a hair over 2% of sales as profits. So this could have happened. The industry has downsized enough and sales have stabilized. But as we'll go through here on the rest of this table or slide, most of the revisions have been down. So the first quarter, profits were originally recorded as $370 million. They were revised down by almost 10% to $330 million. But compared to the first quarter of 2009, where we had a loss, that was still a swing of about $790 million. So the first quarter was profitable, but it wasn't really all that profitable. But it is very, very good news, of course, that this is happening. Now, the 2009 profits go through several revisions. And what happens is these data come out for this second quarter. When we get the third quarter, they will be revised. And then when we get the fourth quarter, these second quarter profits will be revised yet again. So for 2009, when we add them all up, we've gone from $700 million to $520 million. So that's a loss of about $180 million. And then down to $390 million, so they shaved that again by about $130 million. So overall, that's a $410 million change. So it really went down a lot in the as the revision process went through. But it's all been positive. I mean, we haven't had any periods of negative profitability other than when they revised the fourth quarter 2009. These are still holding up as the industry showing a bottom line. Now, I do expect to find that profit levels are definitely increasing, and it's not because of prices. It's because our costs are changing. The industry is still declining in its numbers of employees, and I believe that's mainly weak printers closing and also with all the tuck-ins that are going on, where companies are shifting their books of business to a buyer, but not taking their equipment or their buildings with them. So the volume is moving over to a printer who is more profitable because they have the additional work, but my guess is that they probably had better costs all along than the printer they were buying. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to afford to buy that book of business. So this is definitely the more profitable, better-run businesses buying some of the weaker printers, and in some cases, it's going to be somebody who says, you know, I don't understand this business anymore. Let me see if I can move this over and still be in the business, but without all the management and all the risk and all the stress of owning a plant. Our forecasting models are still for a decline in print volume, and we believe the profits are still going to be under a lot of pressure. It's still not going to be like the profits that we had in the late 1990s. Our shipments have flattened. The past 4 months, they've gone up on a current dollar basis, but it did decline a little bit on an inflation-adjusted basis for the last month. Again, that could be revised away. And we still are seeing lots and lots of signs of the media shift. Twitter is now up to, I think, 600 million visitors per month. Facebook is still growing, and the iPad is still going very strong. The things that we're hearing from book publishers are that electronic books are doing extremely well. Of course, it's operating on a very small base, but even they have been surprised by the volume of them of late. And the iPad is going to have a lot of imitators this fall and early next year. So tablet computing has had its standards raised fairly high. with the iPad, which is an extremely impressive device, and they will all be emulating that. So the experience that the users will have will be nothing like what they had with the old tablet PCs. This is going to be a very, very much more satisfying experience. And now, as far as the Postal Service and their effects on profits and basically depressing our prices because they try to grab more and more of the total cost of a job, it looks like the rate case will result in some minor increases, but it's not going well for the Postal Service. And there are lots of reasons for that. This is a very, very poorly constructed rate increase request. And it seems that a lot of the testimony is showing that the Postal Service has been extremely incompetent in its use of technology and has forgotten that they've made these investments and have been doing things in old ways and not taking advantage of the technologies they've already bought. So this is appears to be coming to a head, and the Postal Service will probably get something out of the process, but definitely not what they've asked for. Now, as far as the overall economy, we know that print is not really correlated with the economy, but we still like to think so. The recession in the economy is over. The economy is slowing down. We're just basically moving sideways. And we have to remember that even in slow times, technology keeps marching. And the slower the economy, the greater the incentive to keep avoiding print. Now, they're not necessarily doing that on purpose, but they are getting productivity from investing in new communications technologies and computing and networking and the like. So that does have a stronger impact on the volume of print than anything that happens with whether the GDP is 3% or 2% or 5%. Let's look at our charts. Slide 4 has the profits over time in annualized data. And you see that we finally have a little upturn here where we had three quarters in a row where profits have improved. We still have a ways to go to where we were about 5 years ago with 2005, which was the bottom of the last profits cycle. And it would be nice to get up to there at least. But we've been in a 10-year period where industry profits have definitely been a lackluster and not enough for the industry to really continue to reinvest in itself. And on slide 5, the paper industry. We always include this in here because the data comes out at the same time. The bluish line is the profits. So we see that just like the printing industry, their shipment volumes are going down. But the profits are going up, and a lot of that has had to do with a lot of cost cutting. And then again, the paper industry also has been making money by selling off timberlands that they are not going to be needing to unsuspecting environmental groups and governments who don't really realize how steep the decline in use of paper actually is. But be that as it may, that is where some of the profits of the printing industry are coming from, for the paper industry, excuse me. And on slide 6, I thought I'd take a look at what's happening with some of our feeder markets, where we get our business from as printers. The top line is the advertising business. Now, you see, that looks like the advertising business is moving sideways, but we don't see the real change in the makeup of their volume. With the shift away from broadcast, they're not getting the kind of revenues they were traditionally seeing from the placement of broadcast advertising. There's a lot more production in there and a lot of shift to social media and the like. This also includes the new billings to public relations businesses for things like Facebook and search engine optimization and stuff like that. The next line down is the book and database and directory of business, and we see that has been heading down. And the blue line is the newspaper business, and that has been taking a real beating. And then the magazine business. So all of our feeder businesses are on a downward path. Newspapers aren't really a feeder business for us other than the newspaper insert business, and their circulations are declining. And advertising's kind of moving sideways. And my guess is that they are actually doing more work than what they were doing before, but it's more in digital media, which doesn't necessarily have an advertising component to it. So it's quite a shift for advertisers in the nature of their business and the way they work with their customers and the kinds of things that they do for them. But that is basically it for now. So I advise you to take a look at downloading our book, Disrupting the Future, and you can get a feel for the changes that are occurring in the industry, and then look forward to discussing the concepts in this book at the upcoming Graph Expo show at quite a few venues. And always feel free to download it, and if you see me at the trade show, be sure to ask me a question or to sign the book if you are able to get a hard copy, which will be given away at the Man Roland booth and also at the Xerox booth at Graph Expo. So thank you very much for listening to our report on printing industry profits, and we look forward to chatting with you again very soon.